Fallen, Chapter 4, Part 2.
Because the elements of harmony are stronger than the Crystal Empire! They are the strongest magic known to us!
Twilight explains as if this was a history lesson.
Humans are still susceptible to magic, so it would prevent them from entering our borders and protecting us from any ranged missile attacks. The barrier won't extend itself like the original, but it will be 3 times as stronger so that not even the Thalma generators will be able to stop it. In theory. Theory?
I repeat before snorting.
So you don't know if this idea will even work? It will work!
Twilight states firmly.
I've done all the math and magical calculations. This will protect Equestria, and then we can get the humans to negotiate with us. And what do you want? To be left alone?
Twilight nods her head.
Yes, we end the war with the humans keeping their territory and the New Falls, while keeping our borders and citizens safe. They stick to their side, and we stick to our side. Neither interferes with us, and we just leave each other alone. You can't really think that will last forever, right?
I point out in disbelief.
You really think the humans will just give up? Or Celestia? All you're doing is delaying another war, Twilight. Is it any better than letting it continue?
Twilight asks with a heavy sigh.
I'm tired of losing friends, family, and subjects, Fluttershy! If the humans want to live their lives the way they want to live them, then so be it. They'll destroy themselves anyway, or go back to hating each other while we rebuild and grow stronger. If you really think that, then you're naive, Twilight.
I answer.
The humans will not stop trying to get back at you. The one thing we both agree on is that the humans are ruthless, but they aren't dumb. They learn and advance with each struggle, and this will only make them stronger, Twilight. The truth is that Equestria is no longer the big filly in the schoolyard, and that it's been outclassed by a race of beings who have done more technologically, socially, and militarily than we have in the past 1,000 years. That's not true! Equestria has always been the best and brightest nation back in our world! It's discovered the true meaning of friendship in the light of harmony! We've managed to defeat countless enemies and are an example of what it means to be united, and furthermore—
I know Twilight well enough to know that she's gonna go on one of her tangents when she sprouts countless knowledge from books that fly over the average pony's head. So, I just stopped listening to her. However, as I think more and more about it, something doesn't add up. What interference could be preventing Equestria from teleporting back home? Just because Celestia says so? What was the real reason? Because when you get down to it, the entire history of Equestria can really be summed to as the princess said so. In fact, speaking with Twilight makes me wonder why Equestria hasn't advanced so much as humanity did in the last 1,000 years. I know it sounds a bit conspiracy theory, but it was something that the Resistance often wondered and discussed when we had free time. When you really looked at the history of Equestria and compared it to humanity's history, why was it that we didn't advance as far as we could've? I've seen advanced machines like Flim and Flim's work, which is really just steam engine technology with some magic tied to it. The Minotaurs discovered numerous metalcrafting and smithing techniques that the humans discovered in their ancient times. It was even only in the last few decades that Equestria had recently started using trains, gunpowder, and electricity. The humans had them far longer than we ever did. And I know that there were once discussions in school about the history of small groups and settlements talking about political philosophies similar to democracy, capitalism, socialism, and communism. However, they were always deemed as cults or threats that were wiped out or exiled. Not to mention that the religion of Equestria, the Church of Harmony, has never once changed its doctrine ever since its foundation. Even the longest-lasting human beliefs today have gone through numerous changes with the various eras of humanity. Lyra believed that it was because of Celestia, and fearing other nations rising more powerful than us or even internal ideas that challenged her rule and power, she restricted everything for the sake of her own well-being. The idea that she purposefully hindered advancement out of fear of it getting out of control or of her own power did make sense. For over 1,000 years and even longer, she and all other Alicorns were worshipped as living gods with absolute authority. Nobody challenged their rule, or else you were seen as a heretic or traitor to the crown because it was generally believed that they were the wisest, strongest, and greatest of us all. They had protected us from all the predator races seeking to rule or destroy us, from the griffins to the dragons to the changelings. Did we let our appreciation and love of them go so far that it went to their heads? Or were they so dedicated to protecting Equestria that they genuinely believed that they were the only ones who could do so? Ruling a nation was stressful, but for 1,000 or so years? How does that affect someone? Others, like Derpy, thought that because we relied so much on magic that it hindered our scientific progress and desire to improve ourselves because everything seemed to be so easy to fix. Magic was a powerful source of energy, and it seemed almost limitless in what it could do. Was our lack of drive and imagination in using it because we took it for granted what prevented us from advancing as well? The technology of humanity has matched Equestrian magic in many ways, while also doing achievements never thought possible. Sure, there are some things that magic can do better, but Martin once quoted me something from a writer named Arthur C. Clarke. any sufficiently advanced technology is indistinguishable from magic. Was magic really just another form of technology? It was energy, after all, and energy can be used in multiple ways. Maybe it had to do with the different physics laws in our dimension? I can see that overusing it might have caused us to take things easy. Even after 1,000 years, we were still the most advanced country in the world that we lived in. Yet how long does a golden age truly last? There was also a third thought, and I know Flash has told me of this one, the lack of an equal challenger. While the Griffins and Dragons were once some of the most powerful kingdoms of all time, they declined as we grew in strength. They overestimated us and soon fell into ruin and never once again achieved the once great glory that they had. For so long, Equestria went unchallenged as the sole superpower. Then we came here, and suddenly we faced multiple powerful nations and an equally powerful race that can challenge us in all forms and ways. The humans call this the Cyclades Trap, in which a rising superpower and old superpower come into conflict due to the former wanting to surpass the latter and the latter wanting to prevent the former from taking over. The human race has always advanced due to the conflicts that they had suffered from, but they slowly learned and got better each time. Was the lack of competition the reason we never reached the potential that we could have as well? Until this war, Equestria has never had a major war for over 500 years. Maybe it was a combination of all three, or others, who knows. I guess it doesn't really matter right now. The only reason I think sometimes we let Celestia and Luna rule us is that they could control the sun and moon when nobody else.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. No, she wouldn't. She wouldn't be that cruel. For all she's done, there is no way that Celestia did what I think she did. I have to know. I have to know. Twilight? Twilight? Twilight?
I shout at Twilight, but she still goes on. Growling, I scream.
Twilight, shut your fucking mouth for once and listen to me!
I don't know if it's because I screamed or cursed or both, but she freezes in place with wide eyes. Taking a deep breath, I feel my heart about to stop as I ask one question. One question that in the last 15 years, nobody had ever asked throughout this entire time that we've been on Earth.
Who's been controlling the sun and moon in our world since we've been here?
There's a long silence between us. It seems like the world had suddenly stopped in time as the question echoes in my mind. I think of every creature that wasn't a pony that we left behind. Griffins, dragons, changelings, zebras, minotaurs, breezies, diamond dogs. Not to mention all the non-equestrian ponies like Saddle Arabia. Or all of the creatures that we had yet to see or know about. All of their faces are on my mind as I wait for Twilight to answer.
I...
Her face scrunches up in thought.
I don't know. I never asked.
And just like that, I break. I fall to the ground and I weep. I sob and kick the ground in anger and sorrow because I know what's happened. All those faces I see are now burning in fire and heat as their skin turns to ash and their bones melted into liquids. Others are frozen in place, slowly dying in the darkest of nights with no light or hope as their entire life is sucked out of them. Millions, if not billions, of voices scream and curse and plead and beg and pray. And then are silenced for eternity. The answer was there in front of us all. And not once until now did anyone question it. Nobody. Nobody was moving the sun and moon. 15 years we've been on this planet, and for 15 years the sun and moon not once have moved from their last spot. Dead. Everyone back home was dead. We killed them all. I killed them all. The moment we used the elements and teleported us to Earth.
What have I done? What have we done? God forgive me. God forgive us all.
Twilight's asking me what's wrong, but I can't hear my own voice over my screaming. My tears and wails are as loud as can be, but nothing is compared to the voices I hear in my head. The voices of my old world dying in agony. I don't know how long I cried. I don't even know if I managed to say anything. All I remember was crying myself to sleep until I woke up to a bright smiling pink pony looking down at me.
Hi Fluttershy!
Pinky.
Gotta admit, even with a war going on, she still seems very happy. But that could also just be a facade. Anyways, let's get on to our heartwarming donators. Top donators are 630, Peter Quiltard, J10 Man, Darkside, Only One Thing, and Twinkie. Raiden, Narwhals, Black Moonheart, Pastel Skies, Austin Rollins, CrazyColor557, Stu Hex, Sword Brother and Mordred, Omicron Lyre, Will, Chris, Dospo, Delta Omega, Jack Hedge, Runzeith9852, Madman Sten, Lazzy Perkett, Drake Lovedragon, Monte Norman, Stephen Bingham, Langa12, Sorcerer Constantine, Hudzaza, Convair, and many more amazing people. Thank you all so much for watching this video and live life to the fullest.